Live at ACB 2010, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Scott Hurlburt. SAVI, it's the Southern
Arizona Association of the Visually Impaired.
And so you're kind of here to let folks know, because obviously there's a lot of folks from Arizona attending the event and being here in Phoenix, kind of what SAVI offers. So why don't you explain to many people who may not be here but will hear this podcast what you do?
Be more than happy to. We offer a full range of rehab facilities. We have assistive technology. We have independent living. We have also the O&M and counseling at SAVI on site. We've just expanded to Yuma, Arizona, offering basically the same thing of O&M, independent living, and assistive technology in Yuma to a clientele that hasn't been served in a while. We have a health and wellness center for exercise, and we have individual exercise plans set up for our clients and staff. One of the things SAVI also holds is we hold a contract at Davis-Month and Air Force Base for the switchboard. I'm the supervisor at that, and I've been supervisor out there for 5 years. Take all the calls coming into the base, all the calls going out, military, commercial, you name it. A lot of the stuff that SAVI does just is to help the blind community get people back to doing a normal life and what they want to do and how they want to live and to what level they want to live with the independence.
So it's a bit also of not only folks seeking employment, but also just making the social adjustment if they've just lost their vision or maybe have had the fortune of living a sheltered life and now they're kind of on their own and they need to get it acclimated in society, right?
That's exactly right. We have a couple programs called Goals and Stars, which we run people through, that gives you the ideas and gives you the help, shows you how to write a resume, shows you how to get back to independence so that you can seek a job or go back to school and get education, get training. It opens up all sorts of avenues. Not only have I worked for SAVI, I was a client when I first came to Tucson. They helped me with assistive technology and some of my O&M skills. So, and then the provision, I'm a licensed massage therapist. I went back to school, but I was working part-time at the base as an operator while I was taking my massage therapy classes. And that was a great thing. I worked on the weekend and studied during the week. But SAVI allowed me to do that, and it's a great place to work and be a client. So we have a program. I do a lot in athletics. I was an athlete in a former life at the University of Arizona. I threw hammer and javelin, and I was nationally ranked Olympic and powerlifter. So movement and exercise is real important. We have campers in the summer right now, and I ran the tandem program, which just ended Saturday, a couple days ago, where we got the campers out there. I have friends of mine that pilot bicycles, tandem bikes. We got them out doing tandem bike ride around the University of Arizona, which the campus is partially closed to traffic. We got 20 of the blind and visually impaired kids in the camp riding the tandems, running around the U of A, going pretty good rate of speed, a couple, three, four, five laps, and having a good time.
So where's the funding come from for SAVI?
We get funding from state and federal contracts.
So what cities do you have facilities in? I'm guessing Phoenix, you mentioned
actually,
Yuma, Tucson.
Actually, Tucson and Yuma right now.
Okay.
We do some of the O&M and some of the IL stuff. We will go out on an independent level to some of the counties in Southern Arizona. So that's where it is, more or less Southern Arizona right now. But we're looking to expand in the future, probably to Northern Arizona, and maybe make some inroads into some of the counties up there that don't have as many services offered.
So who's qualified then? Do they have to reside in the counties where these facilities are, or how do you determine who is helped?
Qualification is that they usually call the intake coordinator at our main location in Tucson, and she sets up an interview, whether it's phone or whether it's in person. She goes down and fills out qualifications and need, and they go through and set up a qualification, and they have a waiting list for people when they qualify for setups. Generally, they do reside in the areas where we have facilities, but again, sometimes we're going south into some of the southern counties and up into like Pinal County, which is between Phoenix and Tucson.
And you mentioned you hope in the next year or two to have a residential training facility, right?
That's something that we're looking at right now, sure. We're doing a summer camp right now for the kids with a residential facility with a program called Stepping Out, which are kids that are going from their secondary education, high school, to college. We have a residential area down there, a Sahara Hotel. It's an apartment complex that's close to one of the community colleges and close to the University of Arizona. So if they're pursuing the community college or the university, they live close to the university, we support them with AT services, tutoring services, the places to live, and just skills to get them through the day, and the study skills and life skills.
Well, sounds like an awesome. You have a website or phone number where people can contact you?
Sure. It's www.savvy.us.
Okay, savvy.us. Any phone numbers?
It's 520-795-1331.
All right, folks, Yuma and Tucson areas, and take advantage of these great services. Thank you, Scott, for taking a few minutes out today. Live at ACB 2010 for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Loft.